Welcome to Our House, the only complete on-air resource for your home ownership needs.
Welcome to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. The show is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your real estate and home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in the Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Greater Albany, Utica, Watertown, and Phoenix, Arizona. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. Call Hunt Mortgage today at 633-3700 and ask one of our skilled mortgage consultants to work with you to find the lowest rates and closing costs for your particular home financing needs. Also, ask about our many exclusive programs, including our pre-purchase commitment that allows you at no cost or risk to effectively enter the market to find your next home with cash. Call Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700 for personalized, customized service that'll knock your socks off. Check out our low rate guarantee. Certain restrictions apply, and details are on our website, www.huntmortgage.com. And don't forget the first ever 24/7, 365 real estate hotline, the Hunt Hotline, which gives you access to all available information about any property listed for sale in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, and even Phoenix, Arizona. Simply dial 716-631-4800. Enter the street number of the house you want to know about, and no matter whose listing it is, and the hotline will prompt you with a choice of street names. Select the one you want, and you'll hear a brief description, and then you'll be texted a link to a dedicated website on that property, all automatically and just that fast, anytime, in any market we serve, on any listing, whether it's ours or any other broker's. There's a shortage of homes available for sale in many Western New York neighborhoods and a very high number of well-qualified buyers actively looking for a new home. If you or anyone you know have been considering selling a property, now is the time. At Hunt, you can list your home for free. That's right. Any Hunt agent can work with you to aggressively market your home for every sale to every potential buyer with no out-of-pocket expense to you. As a seller, you'll pay a commission only if Hunt is successful in finding a buyer who's ready, willing, and able to purchase your home under terms and conditions that are acceptable to you. In addition, only a Hunt agent will hear these words: "We will sell your home or ERA will buy it." That's the seller security plan. Ask about how it can work for you by calling 633-9400 or stopping in at one of our many open houses this weekend. Hunt is the official real estate and relocation provider of our hometown professional teams, the Buffalo Bills, the Buffalo Sabres, and Rochester Americans. Our house is broadcast live on WBEN 930 AM. For those of you who'd like to participate in today's show, if you have any questions or comments about any aspect of real estate, call us in the studio at 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, or *930. Those are all free calls, so join us on the air at Our House. We have a very special show for you today. My guests today are Kathy Sparks DeMillo, licensed real estate salesperson working out of our Hunt Lockport office, and Diane Sovereign, mortgage consultant at Hunt Mortgage. Welcome, Kathy and Diane, and thank you for being here today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Kathy, let me first congratulate you on joining Hunt this past week. I know you have years of experience in the real estate industry, and we're so happy to have you join us here at Hunt. The Hunt Lockport office is pleased that you've made the move over to Hunt. We're really the area's premier family-owned local business with over 100 years of history in Western New York. So we're so happy to have you part of the Hunt team. And I know you've been busy with clients all over Niagara and Erie County. So can you tell me what the market has been like in your opinion?
First of all, good morning, Susan. Good morning, Diane. It's good so morning. Nice to be here and a part of the Hunt family. What an awesome Saturday. Welcome, everyone. Niagara County is where I am at. It is tight. It is tight. It is a seller's market. If you are really serious about selling your home, give me a call and let's get out and take a look and do what we need to do to sell it.
It seems like that's what we're hearing over and over. I know, Diane, you're doing mortgage pre-qualifications and pre-commitments for buyers because the buyers are out there, and unfortunately we're short on listings across not just Erie County but Niagara County as well. So it sounds like now would be the time to list your house if you've been thinking about it. I think oftentimes people think spring is the market. So can you tell sellers, have they missed the window of opportunity, Kathy?
You've not missed the window of opportunity. Right now, if you are considering selling at all, it's the time to get your house on the market. It's time to use that full brokerage that can full service, that can take care of all of your needs. It's a time to get out there, meet with me. Let's talk about your pricing, because if you don't price it right, you're going to sit. But if you price it right, you're going to move your house and you're going to feel really good about about selling right now.
Now, I know you've just joined Hunt after over 11 years of experience as a licensed real estate salesperson, so there might be some people who are out there that are not sure where they might be able to contact you. It's probably important for you to let them know how to reach you, Kathy.
You can reach me on my cell. Send me a text. Give me a call at 716-622-0530. That's 716-622-0530.
And just so we understand correctly, even though you're working out of the Lockport office, you would be able to assist your clients outside of Niagara County as well.
Serve all of Western New York, Niagara County, Erie County, Amherst, Williamsville, Kenmore, North Buffalo. My son is currently looking for a house in North Buffalo, a two-family, so I have become way too familiar with that area, as well as Kenmore. So, yes, every area in Erie County as well as Niagara County.
That's terrific, because I think there's a couple things we want to touch on today. We can talk about millennials, which you have some living in your household right now, and what it's like for millennials to try to get their financing and also find new homes. We can talk about the Niagara County region. I'd like to talk a little bit about the lake as well, because I understand you have some really nice properties on the lake, and it seems like those properties, people have concerns about them right now. They keep hearing in the news that there's issues, with the water levels at the lake. But if I'm understanding correctly, there are some properties that are really not affected by that, that are actually right on the lake.
The lake is the lake. Water is water. Most of the people that have a house on the lake have break walls, and that exists, and they're there for a reason. And right now, they're doing what they need to do. So I actually have two listings on the lake. On Huntington Beach, I have 8641 Huntington Beach. It is a year-round home. List price is $329. First floor, master. No erosion issues at all. None. It is three-bedroom, two full bath, front porch, lakefront. Look it up, 8641 Huntington Beach. Next to 8641 Huntington Beach is 8639 Huntington Beach. List price $289.9. No lakefront erosion as well. It is Lake Ontario waterfront, year-round, completely renovated home. It's a quiet, no outlet road, five bedrooms, two full bathrooms. The same family actually owns both houses. Only here in Western New York can you buy a second home for when your kids come to visit you. So 8639 Huntington Beach, 8641 Huntington Beach. Call me at 716-622-0530.
What a unique opportunity. So both of those properties would be year-round?
Both year-round, both on sewer, not septic, both completely remodeled and absolutely 100% ready to walk into. Water access, just walk down the steps and you are on the water.
That's one of the things that we're blessed with in this community, is to have so much waterfront with Lake Erie, Lake Ontario, the river. We have so many waterfront properties, and these properties sound like they would be great for individuals or potentially for families or people who are really good friends that want to spend some time on the lake.
Oh, it's such
with
fun.
Friends.
I mean, it's just great. In 20 minutes, you're right down at the water. I mean, we're in Western New York. We can get anywhere in a half hour. It's close to Rochester. It's actually in Somerset. You're near Wilson. It's, you know, it's just that vacation away without spending a whole lot of money. And stock it up, and on the weekend, pack your swimsuit and you're done.
It is one of our natural resources that I think makes this area such a great place to live. So in talking about the possibility for it to be a single family home year round or potentially vacation places, it sounds like either way people might need some financing for those kind of purchases. Diane, what are we seeing now? Are you seeing more and more buyers in the area that are reaching out to you for potentially vacation homes, or are we still really focused on single-family homes?
Well, good morning. The buyers that are out there right now are looking for a lot of different options. We have a lot of individuals buying their first home that are renting. We have a lot of individuals that are buying a multifamily home. We have a lot of people looking at a second home, which the financing is available with little money down, current interest rate. So second home financing is available anywhere in Western New York. A lot of individuals have come into the area recently that are looking for second homes for their families. They're in another area, but they're coming back to this location so often that they want a place to live. So they have purchased a lot of second homes. We've done a lot of financing for second homes recently. The buyers that are out there right now, as she was touching, Kathy was touching on earlier, when you have a seller that's motivated, you also want to get them in a position that if they do want to purchase a brand new home or purchase a home, we want to work with them ahead of time to see what their equity would be using the monies from the sale of their home and get them pre-approved or pre-qualified so when they go out shopping for that property, they're ready to go. That's a very, very important aspect of what needs to be done today before they decide to put an offer in.
I'm sure Kathy can attest to that. With the competitive marketplace and multiple offers, those who have the strongest levels of financing are typically those that are considered as the contenders in those multiple offer situations.
Diane, you are so right. If you are a buyer and you are in this market, you better be on task. When a buyer calls me and says, hey, Kath, I want to buy a house, first thing I do is hook them up with a mortgage consultant. That's it. And then you tweak it. You make it the best that you can. Mm-hmm. Conventional, FHA, whatever it is, you've got to make it the strongest. Because in this market, it's been a one shot. And clients will ask you, well, what about negotiating? Friend, there's no time to negotiate. You've got to best foot forward, get on out there, jump on it, and that's how you're going to get that house. Mm-hmm. So if you're not working with an agent, then you're not in the game. You're not in the game.
That's a great explanation because it's a competitive environment. When you call it a game, it's really much more competitive than I think people
very
recognize.
Much.
They'll go on some websites and look at some properties and they'll see a large quantity of properties and assume that the marketplace is out there and active and not recognizing how competitive it is for those properties that are properly priced and properly prepared to go on the market. Kathy touched on something in terms of preparing buyers, but I think, Diane, there's something that Hunt offers that takes a pre-approval to another level. Can you explain a little the pre-purchase commitment and how that's different than getting buyers just pre-qualified?
Of course, I'd be happy to. As mortgage consultants, all of us, first of all, are available day, evening, and weekends, and you can reach us all at our own individual numbers. But I want to, again, touching on that and bringing up weekends is so important because every once in a while on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, I joke about it, but it's so true. You'll be out there looking at a property and you're not pre-approved. So we take those phone calls very quickly. We talk to the client about their income, their assets. Do they have a home to sell? What kind of property they're buying? We run through their credit scenario. And as Susan was mentioning, the most important option that's available that our company only offers at Hunt Mortgage is called the Pre-Purchase Commitment Program. And really what that is we take the information from the client's income, their assets, we run a credit report. It is a full-blown mortgage commitment letter. So this allows you to go out with Kathy, look for a home, but you've already been pre-committed. That tells the seller that you're serious. You've already gone through the mortgage process. You've already spent 2 weeks of your time getting mortgage approval. Everything has been done. Your employment's been verified. Your credit's been checked. Your assets have been verified. The resources, where the money's coming from. This allows you to go shopping almost like a cash transaction because you've already gone through the process. The only thing you don't have yet is a property and you haven't done a home inspection. This document's good for 120 days. And if it gets close to expiration, we then reach out to you to update it and say, are you still serious? Are you in the market? it allows us also to be able to tweak that pre-purchase during that time that it's in process when you're out looking for houses, because Kathy may sell you or show you something at 220, but you got to go up to 240. So as available mortgage consultants, as we are day, evening, weekend, we can tweak these numbers and update that and adjust it as you go looking, because you may take your search up a little bit higher or lower or different areas, but it's available, and it allows you to take and be a lot more serious in the marketplace.
Could you let people know how they could reach you, Diane? You mentioned they might be shopping on a Saturday or a Sunday, and all of a sudden they realize they haven't been involved with a mortgage broker, or maybe they've just used an online mortgage calculator and have a sense for what they might want to spend. But if they wanted to contact you to get specific information about how you could help qualify them and prepare them to be the most competitive buyer in the marketplace, how would they reach you?
Sure. Again, my name is Diane Sovereign, and I'm a licensed mortgage consultant, and we are mortgage bankers, which, again, allows us to be able to shop for the best interest rate for you with all the multiple lenders we have at no cost to you. My cell number is the best number to reach me at 716-697-0899. Again, 716-697-0899.
That's terrific. And I think, Kathy, you could attest to the competitive marketplace.
Diane, you are so on. When you are pre-approved and you got those kinks out and you call an agent and you say, hey, I've got an offer for you and we are pre-approved, ready to go, it's like having your coupons ready for when you go out to the store. You know, you are done. You've done your homework. It's great. And clients will say to me, well, okay, I'll call my bank on Monday. And I say,
can't wait until Monday.
You are not calling your bank on Monday. We got to go. We got to go. And they'll say they'll take a phone call on the weekend. Let's go. Because you guys are so on. And you answer those calls and talk to them and get us what we need. And when I call and say, Diane, we need to go up a little more, can we do that? You know that because you've already met with them and you're prepared. Mm-hmm. And being prepared in this market just makes it so smooth. And you make that so easy.
It's very important to have that done today. Very important.
I think the coordination between an agent and a mortgage consultant is so important, especially today, because people sometimes settle on a number. We can afford a house at a certain price, whether that price be $75,000, $175,000, or $750,000. People come up with a number in their mind. But there's so many factors that are involved. Mm-hmm. What are the taxes like? What are the expenses that are going to be involved? If you're getting into a patio home, is there a homeowners association? Those are variables that can make a big difference on whether or not you can afford that $75,000 property. Maybe you can afford a $90,000 property if your taxes are less because of condo status. So there's so many variables that I think it's unfortunate that sometimes people try to do it on their own. So I think the sooner they start with the mortgage consultant and a professional agent, I think that's it's really going to be beneficial, especially with younger buyers. And I know, Kathy, you've been working with your son.
My son, Angelo.
And Angelo has been looking for a property in probably one of the hottest markets with the most demand, not just demand with first-time buyers, but also investors. And pretty much you have to put an offer in within hours of it going on the market.
Yes.
And most people are not successful in those offers that they put in place. So what kind of advice, Diane and Kathy, could we give to the millennials that are out there that are listening about how they should get started in the process?
Well, again, my recommendation would be after you've talked with your agent, who suggests that, again, you should get pre-approved, to sit down with a mortgage consultant. We have many, many phenomenal, experienced mortgage consultants at Hunt Mortgage, including Sam Geraci, who works out of our Lockport area, in many other areas, I might add, because we can finance homes anywhere in New York State and other states. But either talking by phone is one way to do it. If your schedule doesn't permit that, we do have a really awesome online application that could be completed when you're in the comfort of your home and your jammies or whatever you might be doing or sitting. You can complete that. That information is sent directly to us. All your information is there. It allows us then to quickly respond to say, thank you for completing your online application. We'll get back to you very shortly, get back to them very quickly. Let them know, tweak the application a little bit, let them know that they are ready to go and pre-approved. with also sending us documentation such as they're employed. We get their W-2s, we get 30 days pay stubs, we get 1 month's bank statements. We say funds are coming from a gift, 401k, stocks, bonds. So having that information, again, is crucial to put that pre-approval letter together to be able to make your offer as strong as possible. So that is my recommendation, whether you're ready today, whether you're ready 2 months from now. You want to get started so you know what you're dealing with and you're not out there on a Sunday afternoon and you walk into an open house you love and then you're kind of disappointed because either you're not ready or you just can't qualify. So you really need to work with a mortgage consultant ahead of time to get all your ducks in a row. To if you're motivated, it's the right thing to do.
There's a great commercial on television that some people have commented on recently, and it's about buyers who didn't get the house, and they visit a housewarming party, and they attend it as if it's an open house, and they're the not you couple, the not you that didn't get that house. Someone else got the house that you wanted, and that's what we want to avoid. We don't want people to fall in love with a house and then to see someone else buy it and move into it, and they're out at the curb wondering, what did I do wrong? That's the perfect house for me. So really, that's what our role is to educate people and to assist them through the process. And it's interesting because some of the impressions that we have of younger people is they want to do everything on the internet, they want to do research, and they don't want to sit down and talk with people. Part of that equation is true. They do want to do their research, but studies have shown that the younger people, millennials, actually want to rely on the guidance of experts. While they'll go out and do the research online and get their facts and figures together, they really want to be in a position to be guided through the process.
Handheld.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is a complicated process, and they've not bought their homes before. So, Kath, I'm sure that you've had that opportunity.
Well, yes. As I've told everyone in the whole world, I'm looking for a two-family for my son, Angelo, in North Buffalo, Kenmore area. But the one thing that I always, caution people with is know what numbers you really want to work with and be comfortable with where you want to spend, because
your budget,
it's not a race, and this mortgage payment is going to stay with you for a real long time. So my goal is not to push anybody into anything that they're not comfortable with. I'm going to make you aware of what's going on, but stay within your budget, trust your agent, and stay close.
Great. Well, this is a perfect topic for us to cover when we return from the break. And we'll be right back with more from Our House to Yours after these messages.
If you're a homeowner age 62 or older, you owe it to yourself to look into a reverse mortgage. Reverse mortgages give seniors many different options to access the equity in their home. There's even a reverse mortgage for purchase available. For more information, call Karen Johnson, a reverse mortgage specialist at Hunt Mortgage, at 633-3700 or visit huntmortgage.com. Karen Johnson, NMLS number 485939. Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web for a complete inventory of homes available in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, and Syracuse markets. You will also find access to a complete set of home ownership services at HuntRealEstate.com. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Utica, Watertown, and Phoenix, Arizona. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For more information about our exclusive mortgage program that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to buy the before and live the after, call 633-3700 and ask for details. Ask about our pre-purchase commitment, available only at Hunt Mortgage. Call 633-3700 today or call Hunt ERA Customer Service Center at 716-633-9400. One of our customer service representatives can instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for your particular needs, whether you're buying or selling a home, financing, insurance, or even need home improvements. Remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the Seller Security Plan, available only through a Hunt Real Estate ERA agent. I'm in the studio today with Kathy Sparks DeMillo, licensed real estate salesperson working out of our Lockport office, and Diane Sovereign, a mortgage consultant at Hunt Mortgage. And Diane, we were talking about buyers, and obviously you're working with them and their budgets, and you can help them determine what their payments might be. I was hoping that maybe you could add a little light to the best practices for that.
Sure. A lot of buyers today, as you were mentioning earlier, go online first and get some idea of where they think they are qualified or where they could buy. But it's really, really important that we talk with the individual to not so much establish their max mortgage, however we can share that with them, but in real life there is get the payment within. Try to do your own budget. Sit down and do all of your expenses and what you pay for. And if you want to go on vacation, you want to put yourself in a position where, as Kathy said, that mortgage payment is there for a long time. You want to make a payment that you're very comfortable with and not overextend yourself. And we're not in the position to do that. We really want to bring you down to, I want to be within X amount of dollars on my mortgage payment. Understanding with rates being as low as they are, every $1,000 you go up or down in your mortgage only changes your payment by $5. But still, you know, you want to be within that budget and be very comfortable because, again, it's something you're going to make every single month.
Certainly best practices. Mm-hmm. What we have now is a caller that is calling in. We have Tom joining us from Amherst. I understand, Tom, you have a question about investment properties?
Yes, I do. I have an investment in North Buffalo. My primary is in East Amherst. The investment property is going to be paid off in approximately 5 years. The primary residence is going to be paid off in approximately 15 to 20 years. Is it possible to combine both properties into one payment and pay them both off within 10 years by the time I retire?
Tom, that's a very good question, and thank you for calling in today. There is no blanket mortgage. You can't finance both properties and put two properties on together, if I'm understanding your question. However, what you can do is you could take the equity out of one property, either your primary residence, and finance up to 80% of it, or what the dollar amount combination would be for a 10, 15, 20-year term. Or you can take monies out of your investment property. And Tom, is that a single or a multifamily investment property you own?
It's a double.
Good.
On the investment property, the balance on that is only about $40,000.
Okay.
The balance on my primary is about $120,000.
Okay.
I wanted to get an overall $160,000 for the whole thing. I'm going to retire in about 10 years and mm-hmm. have them both paid off within mm-hmm. 10 years.
We could do actually two things. We could do a cash out refinance on your investment property up to 75% or 80% less your first mortgage and combining it, or we can do a refinance of your current primary residence up to 80%, pay off the first mortgage. We could do a refinance of each property, your owner-occupied property to take cash out and or your investment property to take cash out. We cannot, again, blanket them. You have to do them individually. But if it's something you'd like to consider doing, even for allowing me to crunch some numbers for you to give you some preliminary information, I'd be happy to do that. So you could reach me on my cell number if you'd like me to give that to you.
Well, another stone I want to throw into it, I want to take as much out on the investment property because I get an above-the-line deduction, whereas with the primary, it's an itemized deduction.
Yep, understood.
It's an above-the-line deduction.
Yep. There are guidelines today that allow us only to be able to borrow up to 75% of the appraised value. And having said that, with that property located where it's at, I'm sure there's probably a lot more equity in that home today than we've thought in years. So your max amount of mortgage is, again, 75% of the current investment property. That is the standard guideline in the industry. There's kind of no bending that rule. But that still allows us to be able to take a great sum of money out of that property. And again, you can either have an independent appraisal done where we can give you a phone number to contact, or you can just get a guesstimate on what you think properties around you are going for. That way you say, I've got $100,000 in equity, and then you could decide, or we can analyze these properties and calculate what the amount of dollars are and what that payment's going to be for you.
So if I tell you the property's worth $1.2 million, my word isn't good enough.
No, not at all.
but thank you. Good try. The price of properties have been increasing in North Buffalo. So
yes, very much so.
We appreciate your call, Tom. Thanks for joining us today. Kathy, I know you're very familiar with that, the North Buffalo properties. I think that's where you've been searching, and the investors have taken a foothold in that area, as well as first-time home buyers, and the prices have really gone up. It's, I'm sure, surprising to you. I think you had some properties in that area a long time ago.
Yes, and it's a different world today. It's a different world today. It certainly is.
I have been reading some national statistics on investment, and the investors that are in the marketplace right now, it's considerable. The housing inventories across the nation are the lowest that they've been in 30 years. So investors right now hold 33% of all single-family and condo sales in 2016 on a national level.
Hmm.
I mean, those are staggering numbers. Yeah. And individually in all of our offices, we've begun to see more and more of our agents are working with investor clients. It used to be the exception. So I think that we need to recognize that investor doesn't necessarily mean a businessman from out of town with a suitcase of cash or a large portfolio of real estate. The smaller mom and pop investors are now, you know, really stepping in to take place, and they might have one or two properties that they own and manage, and then they're looking for the third. So right now, the statistics say that 61% of investors that are purchasing homes are purchasing the homes between 1,000 and 2,000 square feet, which is really what first-time home buyers are looking for. Mm-hmm. So the investors are really heavily hitting the marketplace, and it's influencing what millennials are able to do. And interestingly, 80% of millennial renters aspire to become homeowners, but only 72% believe that they have the ability to do that, have the inability to do that right now. So that leaves only 8% that feel like they're in a position to be able to purchase. And so, Diane, I'm sure you're talking to them, and savings is a big issue in terms of what the deposit could be. And national statistics show that the older millennials that are between ages of 25 and 34 that would normally be in the prime home buying years are struggling to save for a down payment. And that 42% of them have nothing that they've set aside. So in order to make up for that, it looks like it would take between 5 and 10 years for many of those older millennials to be able to have enough money for down payments. Mm. So in terms of advice, I guess the advice would be start saving in junior high, I guess. We're talking to parents out there. Get your kids to start putting money aside, because the marketplace is changing. Those starter homes are becoming just out of reach of the younger buyers.
You know, there's a lot of loan programs out there still available, and there was years ago one of the TV stations newscasters had mentioned minimum down payments on a home are 20%, and I wrote into that TV station and told them absolutely not. You can still get into financing a home with 3 or 5% down. There are still loan programs out there with no money down, 3% down, 3.5% down, 5% down. And depending on the property location, again, there could be grants, there could be seller contributions. Having said that, on a broader spectrum, you have to have a little bit of monies of your own today, regardless, to show your ability to at least step into the transaction. But again, it could be gifts from family, it could be retirement accounts like 401ks or investment accounts. There's a lot of means still to be able to figure out ways of getting that buyer into the first property. Absolutely, there's still options available for them. So of that percentage of those individuals, please call us and we'll tell you a way you can do that.
And of course, those statistics were on a national level. I think here in Western New York, we have families that are helping with their
gifts,
with their children.
But our children, our kids, these millennials in Western New York, you know, they still get it. Their parents raised them right. They're they still have money in their savings account. They're really still doing it. They get it. They understand that they've got to have it, and they're working towards it. So
the other thing I wanted to mention too, Susan and Kathy, is you know how much rents are starting to go up.
It's
and
incredible.
People that are paying rent, we always say to them, you pay X amount of dollars for rent. Let's equate to what that would be in a mortgage payment. And we want to get them into their own piece of the American dream. I mean, it's so important, and you're paying that rent for somebody else's mortgage. No disrespect to anybody out there, but you want to own your own property. You want to have your own equity. You want to take pride in something you own. It's
just
important.
Just happened this week. I had a buyer call me and say, "Kath, we have to leave our apartment. They're selling it, and they need us to leave." So I said, "Okay, we're gonna buy a house." And they said, "I don't know if I can buy a house." When they met with a mortgage consultant, they realized that they were going to pay less in their mortgage and receive two-car attached garage, fenced-in yard, air conditioning. They looked at me and they said, "What was I thinking?"
You don't know what you don't know.
You don't know. You have to just make that phone call.
Why it's so important to spend time with a professional real estate agent and a mortgage consultant. Before we go to break, Kathy, I think you had some property in Lockport that you wanted to tell us about.
This market is crazy. Amherst, Clarence, come on down to Lockport because you're missing out. 7252 Woodhaven Drive, Lockport, New York. Custom-built home. 3,562 square feet, price point $2,999, custom built, four bedroom, three bathroom, two story foyer, open staircase, hickory custom built cabinetry in the kitchen, open flow, hardwood floors throughout, double staircase. This is pristine. So look it up, 7252 Woodhaven. Call me, 716-622-0530. Text me. Do whatever you got to do, but you need to see this house. Amazing.
If people were to text you, the number again is
716-622-0530.
Well, we have some real interesting information to cover when we come back from break. We'd like to talk a little bit about new construction and what's happening in the market with new construction. So we'll be right back with more from Our House to Yours after these messages.
If you're a homeowner age 62 or older, you owe it to yourself to look into a reverse mortgage. Reverse mortgages give seniors many different options to access the equity in their home. There's even a reverse mortgage for purchase available. For more information, call Karen Johnson, a reverse mortgage specialist at Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700 or visit huntmortgage.com. Karen Johnson, NMLS number 485939. Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web for a complete inventory of homes available in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, and Syracuse markets. You'll also find access to a complete set of home ownership services at HuntRealEstate.com. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in the Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Utica, Watertown, and Phoenix, Arizona. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For more information about our exclusive mortgage program that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to buy the before and live the after, call our number at 633-3700 and ask for details. Ask about our pre-purchase commitment available only at Hunt Mortgage. Call 633-3700 today or call our Hunt ERA Customer Service Center at 716-633-9400. One of our customer service representatives can instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for your particular needs, buying or selling a home, financing, insurance, or even home improvements. Remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the seller security plan, available only through a Hunt Real Estate agent. I'm in the studio with Kathy Sparks DeMillo, licensed real estate salesperson working out of our Hunt Lockport office, and Diane Sovereign, mortgage consultant at Hunt Mortgage. Kathy, we were talking about working with home buyers that are considering new construction. However, over the break, we got a call from John in Lancaster, so we'll get back to new construction after we take John's call. John, hello. I understand you have a question for us this morning.
Yes. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. There was a property next door to where I was renting, and it was in foreclosure, and it was for sale, and their chimney was falling on my car. And when I tried to find out from the realtor who owned the property, they gave me the name of the bank in Florida that owned it. And then finally from there, I found the insurance that they carried on the property. And then when I corresponded with the insurance, they told me that they didn't cover automotive. So they claimed that they wouldn't cover my car. And then I was pretty much at a dead end there. I don't know how you find out, but do you have to get a lawyer to to take care of things like that, but I wouldn't think you'd have to get a lawyer for a homeowner's claim.
John, that sounds like a pretty specific issue, and I'm sorry that we're not insurance experts. While we do have general knowledge about homeowner's insurance as it relates to the purchase of properties, I could refer you to our customer service line, which is 633-9400, if you want to take that number down for Hunt Real Estate. And perhaps one of our Hunt insurance representatives could, you know, kind of guide you through the process and give you a little bit of direction. So I'm sorry that we're not able to help you this morning, but we do appreciate your calling in, and hopefully you can take that number down, 633-9400.
Yeah, it was. And to even get a hold of them, it was just, the whole thing was really tough. And I thought homeowners insurance would be easy to, you know, correspond with.
Well, we're sorry that we're not insurance brokers here, but we can connect you with one if you call that 633-9400 number. So we hope you have a great day. And Kathy, we'll move along with our conversation about new construction. And we know that buyers, because the marketplace is so competitive, are beginning to, you know, who might not have considered new construction, are looking at other options. And I know in Niagara County in particular, there are some projects that are in the works that would be affordable alternatives for people in new construction, because I think a lot of people think new construction is out of their price range.
Right now is the time for you to build that home. You work with your agent to buy some land. Most important, custom. That's all I can tell you. Know your builder. You are going to have a relationship with this builder. You want to work with a custom builder that isn't going to say to you, this is your lighting that you can choose from, A, B, or C. You want to be able to have the flexibility to choose what you want to choose. You want to be able to create the spaces that you want. Your builder will meet with you. Your builder will meet with your architect, and you will design the home of your dreams. Sparks Custom Homes in Lockport, 622-1880-433-8430. Sparks Custom Homes, right now we're considering, we are in the transition of putting together a new patio home development in Lockport.
And if I'm not mistaken, Kathy, Sparks Custom Homes was responsible for the first patio home in Western New York. Is that correct?
Sparks Custom Homes was the first patio home development in Niagara County in Western New York. Cottages at Hidden Lake, cottages at Carlton Lake. And the patio homes, they vary. They're about 1,600 in square feet, three bedrooms, two and a half bathrooms, two bathrooms. You design it. You create it. That's what you want. This is what you've worked so hard for. If you want to go out and look at homes, we can do that. You're going to be in a competitive market. But if you are considering having the freedom to build exactly what you want, how you want to do it, you need to call a custom home builder who you can sit down with, who that is the same person that you're going to meet with when you talk about the floor plan, and that's the same person that you're going to talk to when you're having an issue with what kind of countertop to choose. So Sparks Custom Homes, they're located in Lockport. They'll build wherever you want. 622-1880. That's David Sparks with Sparks Custom Homes.
And if I'm not mistaken, you have a relationship with Sparks Custom Homes in that it's Kathy Sparks DeMillo.
Yes.
So I think people could probably easily make that connection.
Yes.
I know there are some.
We're family here in Western New York. This is the way we roll.
We're anticipating an opportunity for a new project in Lockport. In a patio home community, and I think that's it's a great opportunity. People are looking to downsize. I know, Diane, we've had conversations about downsizing, you know, firsthand conversations about what you may have done, what I'm looking to do. Mm-hmm. And there is a difference in how people put their financing together for some of the patio home communities, correct?
Yeah, the financing, I mean, a patio home is typically considered as a single family home. Condo status, of course, could be applied as well. But the financing that's available, they could try to purchase the home without the sale of their current home as a way to go in non-contingent to be very competitive unless it is new construction or they've got a time span they're working with. They can look into using the equity, such as a potential home equity line of credit off their current home to maybe pay cash for that new property they're looking at. So there's a lot of ideas and options and suggestions. People that have funds saved or investment accounts or retirement accounts or mutual funds or annuities. There's a lot of different ways you can structure that financing for the home, whether they want to take out a sizable mortgage, a $40,000 mortgage. We can discuss all the options with them to give them the best plan that suits their needs at this time in their life to go to that next property.
And I think when we talk about this time in their life, it's usually keying on downsizing when we're talking about patio homes. And I think some people
or
in their
mind... Or a new lifestyle, different lifestyle.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
You want to have that house, that extra vacation house, yet you want to have a home that's in your place where you raised your children so that you can go back to. It's all about lifestyle and
patio
what's
homes
comfortable.
Are certainly easier to maintain.
Yeah, you lock the door and you leave and you come back and somebody can take care of your lawn or your snow removal or whatever it might be, but you can still putter with your landscaping and still make it your own.
Plus, I think with the new construction of patio homes, people have warranties, so they have peace of mind.
Oh,
They've got new furnaces, new hot water tanks, new roofs, new appliances in the home, and they feel comfortable that the golden years, it seems like the golden years are starting sooner for people. And
golden years start at 20, really, because I think people are buying now and just they want to be comfortable where they're at. We're all about quality of life.
Right.
And patio home builders, people who are building these homes, they're in their 40s, they're in their 50s, they're in their 60s, they're in their 70s, they're in their 80s. It's all about your peace of mind and where you want to be, your quality of life. Age is not a factor.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, my goodness. Age is not a number?
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
I guess that's
true.
But I do think there's some smart sense in terms of a lot of the patio home communities that have condo status because what people sometimes don't recognize is there's a tax benefit to that. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes the roads are not dedicated to the town. They're owned by the association, and therefore the towns allow the patio home communities to have greater density, and the town benefits by having oftentimes more than double the taxes on a single lot, and the homeowners benefit by having to not pay the same number of dollars in property taxes. Usually mm-hmm. there's somewhere around a 40% savings on the individual property tax that a homeowner is paying. But because the town has allowed the developers to put greater density in there, they're putting maybe two patio homes on an area that would be a single family home lot. So if you have 60% of the property taxes being paid by two patio homes, that totals 120% of what they might have received on a single-family home. So it's really
definitely
a win-win.
Some benefits.
It's a win to the community. It's a win to the individual property owners. So younger people, active professionals who travel a lot for their jobs, they're looking at patio homes
Absolutely.
Because of the maintenance-free aspect and the affordability because their monthly mortgage payment is lower because their taxes are lower in the condo status patio homes.
Mm-hmm. And like we said, quality of life, you know, we're getting to that where people want to check in, check out.
Sure. And for those of us that might be approaching our actual golden years towards retirement and we're starting to think about, do I want to run up and down stairs? Do I want to get in and out of a jacuzzi bathtub or a bathtub? And maybe they want to have just showers. They want to have wider hallways. Mm-hmm. This concept of aging in place is so important. And people have begun to think, you know, if I'm in a one-story patio home, ranch style, with wider hallways, wider doorways, in the eventuality that something happens and at some point in time I need to get around my home with a walker or with a wheelchair, mm-hmm. I don't have to move. And there's so many people that we see have to move out of their home that they lived in for so many years simply because they can't navigate the stairs or they can't navigate the bathrooms. So proactively making the move before you're forced to, I think, is something that more and more people are considering.
Plan for the future.
Mm-hmm.
It's important.
If people wanted to reach you, Kathy, to find out about any of the properties that you have in Niagara County, any of the listings that you currently have, or if they're looking at the patio homes and the possibility of building something with Sparks Custom Homes, how would they reach you?
Send me a text. Call me. 716-622-0530. Anytime. 622-0530. I'm there. I'll get back to you.
What about if someone wanted to email you? What would be your email address? Is it Kathleen.DeMillo
at huntrealestate.com?
And that would be Kathleen with a K, right?
KathleenDeMillo, DiMillo, at huntrealestate.com.
And Diane, if people wanted to reach you, how would they go about reaching you?
Cell number is the best at 716-697-0899. Or my email is Diane, D-I-A-N-E dot Sovereign, S-O-V-E-R-E-I-G-N, at huntmortgage.com.
Well, the hour has flown by. I want to thank you both for being here today. Kathy, thank you for joining
Hunt.
Thank
you for having me.
And I want to thank all our listeners. This is Susan Ballard wishing you a great day. And remember, when it comes to real estate, Western York is Hunt Country.